Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hello and welcome to another fine, fabulous frenzy of funitude here at the Prime Podcast. I know that was extremely bad. Anyway, my name is Duff, and we have a really fun episode planned out for you today. You can subscribe to us, stream us live on Rogue Intel and on Periscope until it decides to crash on us, because Periscope is just so awesome that way. And you can also call us at 410-989-1734. Again, I am your host, Duff. With me, as always, are Carrie and Lynn. Carrie, how the hell are you?
I am tired. How are you?
I am also tired, but for completely different reasons. Well, no, pretty similar reasons, actually.
I was going to say, how do you figure?
I worked my ass off, so I guess it's the same. You worked your ass off.
Yep, training two people. It's awesome.
Now, aren't you brand new to that company and you're already training people?
Yes, sir.
Are they paying you any extra for this?
No.
Those bastards.
Exactly.
Assholes.
Yeah. Lynn, how are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
Good to hear. So,
nothing new.
How was your weekend?
What did I do this weekend?
A lot. even with just us, you did a lot.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I didn't go out or do anything crazy. Yeah, no, pretty simple stuff.
Okay, all right.
Jerked it off a bunch.
Well, that I don't need to know.
Play video games. Oh, actually, no, I'm fucking lying. I'm totally lying. I moved my whole room around, and I moved my TV. There's only one TV out here now.
Oh,
I put my TV in my room.
Look at
that. That's exciting. Yeah,
so that
that's the
exciting.
Most exciting thing that's happened, is I moved my fucking room around. But I've gone from, I've moved into adult bed mode, so...
Are you finally got a queen size?
No, I've always had a queen size, but...
Oh, okay.
You know, when you're a kid, your bed, kind of, you just push it up in the corner of the room, so you've got heaps of room to play.
Yeah.
And it's, like, against the wall. Well, I've moved my bed now in the middle of the room, so you can access it from both sides.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've gone into adult bed mode.
Wow.
Oh, he's
shit,
growing
man.
Up.
Well, I'm
last
proud
time
of
I had an adult bed, I was living with my ex. It was just practical.
No, yeah, of course it's practical. And that's what the ex wanted, I'm sure.
I guess so. She organized everything. I didn't do much.
Well, you can put the bed in the corner of the room. I'll just make sure to nut you every time I get in and out.
Hey, nobody puts bed in corner.
Wah, 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 wah. Is that something all Patrick say?
Apparently.
How was your day? How's work going? How's everything? How are the hemorrhoids?
Hey, I don't have flaming hemorrhoids like you. How are your hemorrhoids, actually?
Gone.
Good,
I have one,
good,
one hemorrhoid, and it's gone now.
Very cool. Very cool.
And
did
let's you overshare for all of our listeners.
Did you enjoy rubbing your asshole with lotion?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No,
they
just
have
went
hemorrhoid
away.
Cream.
I'm not going to the chemist because the chick that works at our chemist is really cute and be like, yeah, can I have some hemorrhoid, please? Hemorrhoid, please. Hemorrhoid cream, please. Just love some hemorrhoids, please. No, but it's been gone for like over a week or maybe even two.
Oh, well, no, you were talking about it the last episode, so.
Was it? Okay. Yeah, I think it was already gone by the time I was talking about it. I had a hemorrhoid at the time.
Oh, okay.
I already had.
Had
a hemorrhoid.
Had.
Has.
The effect it had no effect.
Wow. Mind blown. All right.
Yeah, all right, cool.
So how was your day, dear?
Well, how do I even start? All right, you guys remember me talking a little bit about how on Friday two people came to me and asked me to fix a webinar, both the audio and apparently the video.
Mm-hmm.
For someone who had actually gone on vacation and was no longer in the country. Yeah, that was me. So I spent some time this weekend. I totally messed with the audio, you know, gave some EQ and cut out some of the nasty bits, and I threw it back in the video. And subsequently, I actually made the video three times less bulky when it comes to file size because I encoded it correctly. And you know, I noticed some flaws, but there's not much you can do with shit source. Crap in, crap out. You know that saying? Well, the individual parts of the movie, the stills and the frames and whatnot, they used really small resolution images. So things had artifacts and had blurriness to it, and there's just not much you can do. So anyway, I sent it in, and I also felt a little cheeky. So I figured, you know, I like doing audio voiceover work and production and stuff like that. And so I figured, you know, what am I going to lose? So I took a little bit of the webinar that was given to me, and I did a little sample. It was like a minute and a half. And compared to the original, I think it turned out really fucking good. Does anyone want to hear a little clip of the original?
No, let's move on.
Seriously.
I'm glad we're both on that fucking same time.
Seriously?
Sure, Duffy. No, we're begging for it. Cannot wait. Show us the difference.
All right. Well, gee. All right, here we go. Gosh, I feel so loved.
Welcome. My name is Sarah Smith, and I'm the health educator today presenting on the topic of Thrive to Five. We're glad that you've decided to join in this presentation and hope that you take away strategies for achieving
this in
healthy
a fucking
energy
toilet
balance
bowl?
For overall support of well-being.
It. So, and of course, you can hear the click at the very end of it.
Is she hot? She sounds hot.
She is mildly attractive, but she...
Mildly attractive is a way of saying she's a fugly.
No, she's not fugly. No,
you've also got to remember his significant others within listening distance.
Exactly.
So.
Well, no, not just listening distance. You're like
Carrie, you and I, I'm pretty sure Carrie, you and I have spoken about Patrick Swayze's butt in length on this show. I think you can afford Duffy one little fucker.
It would be different if it was a television or movie actor. This is someone that's in the same building with him. So he's going
tread very fucking lightly.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. I'll be honest with you. Not that it means absolutely anything, because I am completely happy with the woman I'm with. Uh-huh. Shut the fuck up. I'm being truthful here. She's got freckles and she's got blonde hair and she's cute. She's not hot. She's definitely.
Send me a photo.
No, I'm not going to send you a photo. Come to America and I'll take you to work with me. It'll take a co-host to
I'm
work day.
Going to America just to see a potentially six. Give me a photo.
So no, she is cute, but she's not hot. And, you know, I'm not too keen on her ability to create webinars at this point either. Not that she did a horrible job. She just didn't do it up to my standards. And
she
I'm a
talked
little bit
too
of a
fast, punk. And the audio sounded like shit.
Exactly. And she did it with a blue snowball, which is why when anyone says, oh, I've got a blue snowball, I tell them to go fuck off. Because blue snowballs, A, they're condenser mics. B, they're USB only. C, the quality is horrible. D, you pay $100 for them.
I'm currently Googling blue snowball.
Oh, okay. Well,
be careful of your image results.
Yes, don't whatever you do, don't Google search blue waffle. We've done that before.
Oh, that's still very vivid. Oh, I can see the...
I mean, it looks like a cool mic, but it's really not. So anyway, I spent about a minute and a half, and I put together this.
Welcome. My name is Patrick Duffy, and I'm the health educator today, presenting the topic of Thrive to Five. We're glad that you have decided to join this presentation and hope that you take away strategies to achieve healthy energy balance to help support your overall well-being. The overall objectives for this presentation is to focus on how to manage energy, not time.
Yeah, so that's what I ended up doing. And
that's amazing.
Editing is your friend. Because I heard him recording it.
Oh, all right.
Well, no, just...
So can we do something like that, but ironic, like a satire?
Of course we can.
Amazing. Just yeah. That whole thing. But, like, welcome to the abattoirs.
Like, no, let's do it. This is what I love to do. I've said for years that I'd love to get the hell out of IT. Now, here's the funny thing. I used to work for the IT industry. Now I work for a wellness company in the IT department. Completely different worlds, and I absolutely love my job. I've been there just about 2 months, and I have no complaints. I love just about everyone there.
What is the wellness thing?
We provide wellness services to companies for their employees.
What's wellness? I don't understand what wellness is, so...
We provide like wellness checkups, flu vaccines, all in the company's workplace, so they don't have to take time off of work. Yeah, it's pretty cool, and we encourage healthy living and this and that, and we work with our clients to get them back on track with their cholesterol level and their other medical records, and it's a really cool company. And we are in the process of expanding our office, and the headquarters in Illinois just expanded to the Chicago metro area, and they just opened up a satellite office there. So we are expanding by leaps and bounds. So anyway, yesterday, after, of course, sending this in over the weekend, Monday and Tuesday, I had, people come up to me saying, hey, great work. And, they asked me some more questions about the video webinar. And, there's not much I can do, crap in, crap out. And they understood it. So they just, if you want, I can work with the person who did the original webinar to make sure that the next one is good. Or you can wait a week, and when she gets back in the States, we can fix what she's already done. But for right now, there's nothing we can do. So, today I got a walk-in visit from the lady who hired me, the HR manager of the building, and she asked me if I could do a favor for her. And so the favor entailed taking video clips that were recorded by employees about how they had, worked at the job and loved what they did. And because the job has so much expansion capabilities or potentials, that they were either promoted or have added extra things or created new roles within the company. And it just really is a great company to work for. And so we wanted to create an internal video that would showcase that. So the HR manager came to me and said, hey, so-and-so told me from the Illinois office that you can help with this. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And so here I am. My HR manager is giving me authorization to install Adobe Creative Cloud onto my computer, which is a subscription service that costs a lot, but they pay for it already.
Send me one.
Yeah, right. And they also gave me the ability to kind of slack off a little bit on my IT tickets and work on this. So I brought my mic in. I've got my other set of cans there. So I'm sitting there the afternoon. I'm working on it and doing a script and, like, basically giving me freedom, creative control to do this. Come to find out, it's a project that was spearheaded by the president and CEO of the company. This is going to her after it's produced. So I'm, like, all nervous and shit. And, I was talking later on with the HR manager, and I said, this is my passion. So if ever a situation arises where I could become a full-time media guy, producer and editor and things like that, and leave IT behind, I would gladly do it. And she's like, well, talk to Amanda in the main headquarters. Speaking of, Amanda's the one who told me about you and your skills. So unbeknownst to me, the person who I would be reporting to if I made that transition already knows about my skills within 3 days. So
that's pretty good.
I'm pretty nervous right now, but I'm really happy. Hopefully in the future, I will not be doing IT anymore, and I'll be doing what I really love, which is production.
Well, I've never asked, actually. Have you got any background in multimedia, like professionally, or is it just
I have no
something
background.
You enjoy doing?
I have no background.
That's even better, because then you can tell people when they're like, oh, you know, I just don't have the qualifications. You go, oh, yeah, I need them. I got my job just because I'm awesome.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, no, I have no college education. I have no professional background in production. I have no schooling in any of it. I've never went to J school, journalism school. Hell, I never went to IT school or computer or vocational school. This is just all on the job training and learning myself and just figuring shit out. And then, of course, I got the certifications to back it. But I've always learned better just by doing.
That's how I learned too.
Yeah.
I didn't know I didn't like having sex with kids until I tried.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mama B in the chat room says, just make sure the new gig pays as much, if not more, than your IT gig. Actually, the multimedia industry is booming right now, more so than the IT industry. So if you've got a skill set like I do, you could probably double what I make. That's modest going in.
Well, earn heaps and then fly me over there and then problem solved.
I would love to do that. I honestly would. And longtime fans of the show already know what I'd like to do with Rogue Intel and with the podcast and everything. So I won't drone on, but
you mean like you have been?
It's been half an hour of you just talking about your job.
It's been 18 minutes since we started the show. Fuck off.
It's been 4 hours of you just talking about your job.
I thought it was like 8.
Oh, God damn it. All right, well, let's move on to other stuff in the media industry. And you guys like Genesis Phil Collins, right?
Sure.
Who?
Really? Really? Genesis?
Yeah, that's page 1 to about page 80.
No, like the band.
Oh, no.
Seriously?
I don't know them.
Oh, my God.
No, I know that it's meant to be a really iconic band and stuff like that, and everyone apparently just gets moist for them, but I've never listened to them ever in my life.
Well, you should probably just disconnect from Hangouts right now, and you should go listen. You should go school yourself. Anyway, Phil Collins has long since been retired due to back issues, and he's an old fuck at this point.
He looks like if Robert Carlyle and Moby had a baby.
I could see that, actually. But no, no. Moby aspires to be Phil Collins on his best day. So Phil Collins is back. He is out of retirement. He's doing some. He's doing some shows across the UK primarily, and of course Europe. He's doing UK shows, Germany and France, but he's also doing. One show in New York City, and that is actually, well, right now. So if you're listening to this live, stop listening and go see if you can get yourself some tickets for the Kaufman Concert Hall event. Otherwise, you're screwed. But, yeah, he's doing 5 shows at Royal Albert Hall, which is a pretty iconic venue in London. So he actually went on Jimmy Fallon last night, and he played his iconic 1981 classic In the Air Tonight. I got to say, having Questlove as the drummer in that song was fantastic. It was great. You can tell that he's in a lot of pain. He's sitting there rigid as hell, holding the mic stand for dear life. I really feel for him, but... It kind of sucks. And a lot of the reason why he's actually back out there for a couple dates is he just published a new memoir called Not Dead Yet, and it tells the story about himself, his life, and the ecstasy and heartbreak that inspired his music and stuff like that. So as a matter of fact, it's on Amazon. If you want to go pick it up, we'll have a link in the show notes for tonight's episode. I'm going to go pick it up because I just want to read it. I love Phil Collins. I have loved Phil Collins since he was just a drummer in a band called Genesis.
Why are we kind of waiting on his impending death?
I don't know.
That seems a bit morbid for a musician. What's Brand X?
Brand X was a progressive rock instrumental band that he had with a bunch of other
from
people.
From 1976 to 1979.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I thought it might have been Russell Brand's TV show or something.
No. No, in fact, it was not. So we've got the link in the show notes to go check out that that YouTube video of Jimmy Fallon. You can tell Jimmy Fallon is such a fan because he's like, yeah, at the end of it. It was really cool. And it was good to see Phil do a live appearance again, albeit a bit strained to see him in pain. But anyway.
I'm hungry.
Well, shizza.
Well, you should go get yourself some breakfast. I mean, it is breakfast time over there.
Maybe he wants a chizza.
That's literally what I opened that article and saw that and went, God damn, that looks amazing.
What? Are you? Oh, so you're talking about the KFC chizza recipe. It's a chicken pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how does
and
that
it's
look?
It's not good? A pizza. It's a sandwich.
It's a chizza.
I think it's they're putting the word chicken and pizza together. I think that's the
it's sold as a chicken pizza on the website. It's a chicken pizza mashup, and I am sorry, I don't have any need or desire to just put this in my mouth.
Bullshit! Light up a joint, and 10 minutes later, especially if it's after. You know, regular restaurants close down, and I tell you to go get bent because I'm not making you anything. You'd be in the drive-thru going, I'll take two.
All right, you got me there, but that would be the pot talking if that were the case.
It doesn't matter. You'd still eat it.
So tell us, what the hell is this chizza fo shizza?
It is a breaded chicken breast slathered in marinara sauce, cheese, pepperoni, and peppers. And it's
oh my gosh.
Something close to like a chicken parm dish, just no pasta.
Okay, now this does sound good until you realize that this is probably the same chicken that goes into the Double Down.
And you've eaten enough of those too.
Yeah, that was when I didn't care about my life.
Oh, dude, the Double Down looks awesome. I don't think we've ever had them here.
The Double Down was delicious, but it was a heart attack. Like I lost feeling in my arm.
Like, maybe I'm just a little high right now, but all of this food looks so good. Like, I'm a little bit high, a little bit hungover.
I would try this. I would try it at least once.
Okay.
Seems like it's restricted to the Philippines at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment.
It looks like in Japan, too.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be here eventually.
I'm sure.
I think you guys will get it before we do.
Well, yeah, that's because we're America.
America.
Yeah. America.
I want something a little bit more homemade, and Netflix is telling us how we can actually get it done. We're looking at a Huffington Post article right now, it's telling us how we can make a Demogorgon pie, thanks to Netflix and Stranger Things, that show that we freaking love.
You've got a big enough boner about that show for all three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's pretty sad considering how big my physical penis is in real life, but I digress. So, if you're not over the Stranger Things hype, which I'm not, Netflix has a cover for you. The streaming service just uploaded 2 Stranger Things themed recipe videos on their YouTube channel, and the treats are, well, a little strange. We've got Demogorgon Pie, which is a pumpkin, cherry, and blackberry pie that looks like everyone's favorite terrifying monster. I so want one. And
pumpkin, cherry, and blackberry?
Yeah.
That's gross.
No, I'd be in it. I'd be all in it.
I'd rather have the chisel.
Yeah, I don't like pumpkin.
Yeah, well.
I don't like cherry.
That's your own loss.
Actually, I don't like pumpkin cherry. I'm not sure about blackberry, but I don't like pumpkin or cherry. Most of this pie sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, because it is a Demogorgon, if you don't eat the pie, you'll get eaten by the pie. But they also have something else called a French onion barb, which is the food equivalent to Barb's untimely death. Uh-oh. Womp womp.
Who is Barb?
The chick who died in the swimming pool.
Didn't they just leave her behind?
No, she was. They left her behind in the upside down world because she was already dead.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, and it is delicious looking. Who the hell knows what all of this is? But it's a traditional French onion soup, but the bread barb is covered in melted Swiss cheese. So I love Swiss cheese and I love French onion soup. So I'm all good with that, too.
Oh. I'm going to have to eat something.
It all sounded gross.
Oh, man. Come on. Why are you hating?
I'm down for the French onion soup. I'm down for that. For the Swiss cheese, toasted bread. Oh, you know what I need?
What's that?
I need one of those... The big nuts of bread, or knobs, whatever they are, where they take it all out the middle and they put, like,
soup
melted
in it.
Cheese and spinach.
French onion soup.
So good.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Right, so what are we talking about?
It'd be delicious.
I think we need to have more food stories to keep his attention.
Yeah, I was zoning out the whole time you were talking about work. Now we're talking about food. I'm fucking on point.
How dare you zone out? I just don't get it. I mean, you love me. You've said
you
so
You need
yourself.
To put that music behind it and be like, today at work, I did this and fucking that.
I don't know. That might be something we can do. That I don't know. As a matter of fact, hold on just a second. Today on the Prime Podcast, we're going to go to a break. And when we get back, we're going to be talking about some pretty nifty stuff, including Napflix and drool and frozen cats. So stay tuned right here on Prime.
This is brilliant. I was attentive that whole time.
Well,
are we going for a break?
Yeah, no, we're going to go for a break. Hey, Clint Daly's Daily Dose Sports Podcast hit 100 episodes this week. So I'm really, really, really happy to celebrate the 100 episodes that he's got. And fun fact, episodes 50 through 99 as of last week were the only episodes that were on the network. Well, Clint did a lot of hard work this weekend, and in preparation for the move to Blog Talk Radio, we're actually trying to get all of his episodes up. So I had mentioned, hey, can you get me the RSS feed for the old channel so we can get everything moved over to him? And he didn't get back to me. And next thing I know, he had uploaded episodes 1 through 49.
Clint's always been on the ball.
Yeah, Clint is amazing. He's amazeballs, as a matter of fact. So that said, we're going to go listen to his 2-minute warning right here on the network, and we'll be back in a couple of minutos.
Hey, it's your 2-minute warning. This is Clint Daly, host of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast that does appear right here on your Rogue Intel Podcast Network. You got to make sure that you stop by and listen to the Daily Dose this week. Somehow, some way, I don't know how, I can't really explain it, we are doing our 100th episode of the Daily Dose. I'll be honest with you. When we first started this, I thought we'd do maybe 10, 12 episodes. That'd be about it. Somehow we have survived to 100 episodes. So we take a few emails, have a few listeners actually appear on the show today. A few different things that we don't usually do. Plus, we do get to some of the top sports stories that have come out this week. The World Series is set. I will give you my pick. Who's going to win? Chicago Cubs, Cleveland Indians. Should be a very, very interesting series. College football saw a major upset, and we're going to look at how it affects the national championship picture, and another crazy week in the NFL. Okay, it might have been a little bit of a boring week in the NFL, but it was still a crazy week in the NFL. Plus, as we do every single week, we will have our Daily Dose Top 5. You've got to make sure that you stick around for that. Our Daily Dose Top 5 this week, you might not know this. Did you realize that NFL ratings are actually down about 10%? But I think there's actually about 5 different reasons that we can give why the ratings are down in the NFL. The NFL is king in this country. Make no mistake about that. There's a few reasons why the NFL ratings are down right now. It might not be what you think. We break those down on the Daily Dose this week. You got to make sure and check out episode number 100 of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast. The Daily Dose, appearing right here on your Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it's TJ. I know you're enjoying the wonderful content the Rogue Intel Podcast Network provides you. We really couldn't do this without the support of you, our wonderful listeners. One of the best ways you can say thank you also happens to be one of the easiest ways. Just go to rogueintel.com/Amazon and do your Amazon shopping as you normally would. It won't cost you anything, and you'll be supporting your favorite podcast network. That's roguintel.com/Amazon.
Movies, anime, comics, video games, and pop culture. These are but mere playthings for the manliest beings in all of podcasting history, the Powerful Nerdcast. Hosted by the gurus of geekdom, Corey and Christian. Join them each week to discuss all things nerd culture. Everything from Star Wars to Dragon Ball Z and everything in between. Find the Powerful Nerdcast on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network at rogueintel.com.
Hey, in that land you're listening to Hellfire on Prime Network. Is it Prime Network? Rogue Intel Network? Prime Rogue Intel Network? Is it one long name or are you using two names? The Prime Podcast. This is the Prime Podcast. Are we live? Is this the Prime Podcast? Hey, Mom! I'm listening to the Prime Podcast! Did I lose you guys? I'm getting yelled at for dinner. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! I don't know. I'm hungry for Buttercup, some Campbell's soup, and some Pop-Tarts at this point. I don't know why. Oh. Hey, this is Hellfire, and you're listening to the Prime Podcast.
And we're back on Prime. How are you, Carrie? You hanging in there?
I'm so tired.
You know,
do you have a drool cover for this mic? Because you might need it.
I don't know. I think the drool would add a little bit of character to the mic.
Yeah, it might.
It is an expensive-ass mic that you shouldn't do that to.
That's why I was asking for a cover.
I don't know. Lint, what can we do? What can we MacGyver up for as a drool cup?
A bib.
A bib. Yeah, that's not really MacGyvering up, but all right.
A bib and a paperclip.
A bib and a... Okay. What are you eating?
Moose.
You're eating a moose?
No, chocolate mousse.
Oh, chocolate. Oh, ooh, show me that again. Ooh.
Looks like pudding.
Oh, yeah, that looks like, pudding.
Pudding.
You guys might call it pudding. I think we call it mousse.
Okay. Well, hey, that's fine.
Labeled as mousse.
Interesting. See, that's something you should ship over to me.
Do they have squirrel, too? Mousse and squirrel?
It's from KFC.
Mousse
and squirrel. Is it from KFC? Really?
Yeah, I bought it yesterday.
Oh, God.
I bought two, actually. And I ate one this morning when I woke up.
Well, speaking of drool, there's a new website out there. It's called Napflix.
Wait, Netflix?
No, Nap.
N-A-P. N-E-T?
N-A-P as in Paul, Pussy, and Peter. Flix. Netflix.
Nap.
The thing I like to do all the time.
Napflix. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it now.
Okay, and it is a website that instead of listening to comedy or music that's too up tempo or YouTube, Mr. Gannon, you go to Netflix. And it's stuff that's curated and put on this website to help you fall asleep. And they have stuff like a 2-hour physics lecture, chicken cooking on a rotisserie, or just things that have good sleep-inducing soundtracks to them.
Wow. In what world is a 2-hour physics lecture boring?
Probably 5 minutes into a physics lecture, I'd probably be asleep.
Oh, I love them.
But yeah, it's a free website. You can go stream. They're adding stuff all the time. And it's supposed to help you fall asleep and get a decent night's sleep.
Yeah. Now, a lot of the stuff that I do see, they're talking about quantum physics or the Vuelta Ciclista España, which is a biking tournament from 1993. Traditional Latin mass, truck simulator, a 10-hour timer set to some elevator music. I mean, there's some stuff here that indeed would make me nap. But then there's some stuff that I would really be into, like a documentary about the Apple Farm or the long-term future of AI.
I think that's why you wouldn't watch those if you're trying to fall asleep.
Probably not.
You got to pick things that you know that if you tried to watch it, it's going to put you in a coma.
Yeah.
I am signing up to this website.
I think we should as well.
As we speak.
Yeah, no, I think we should try it out tonight because we do listen to... we do watch Netflix to go to sleep. Usually it's stand-up comedians. But...
And I'll lay there and giggle until I do eventually fall asleep, unless it's somebody I don't particularly care for or someone we've seen a million times that I can recite the stuff by heart.
Yeah.
I think there's some things on here that are definitely deliberately to put you to sleep, but there's some stuff in here that's fucking riveting. Look at this. World Chess Final 2013. Yeah. Fucking sign me up for that.
Could come here later on. But it would be interesting how Anand gets to play the e4 pawn break and how he is going to develop the pieces on the king
yes,
side.
Yes, indeed. I mean,
how about g4?
Yeah, g4 is definitely a normal move here, as weird as it may look. To move
fucking riveting commentary as well.
Open up the
I know what I'm doing today.
18 hours straight of Napflix. I will defeat you, Napflix.
This is awesome. They've got Swan Lake as well.
They do.
A beautiful, beautiful dance piece.
It is. It really is.
Einstein for the masses.
That I think I'd be into.
Mm. I think they've failed in what they were attempting.
Well, for people
honest.
Like
just
us,
made
of
an
course.
Awesome, just made an awesome site with great videos on it.
Well, at least I broaden your horizons.
Well, thank you for that, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. So, Lynn, before the show, you were telling me that you wanted to get into auctions. So, there's an article I found that has to do with auctions.
I want to go to the auctions that this guy goes to. In particular, a man paid $150 for a storage container, auction, thingamajiggy, in Long Island, and there were 40 dead cats inside.
Wow. And you know my mom and I are actually from Long Island. Like, Mama B in the chat room still lives there. I'm from Long Island.
What are you saying? They were her cats?
Well, she hasn't had cats in many years, and they died of old age. I can attest to that.
Okay.
Does it say... how long the cats were in there for? Because I'm kind of get this feeling that maybe this was Duffy's container.
Jesus
from
Christ.
His childhood escapades and he's trying to learn how to be a serial killer.
My name is not Dexter Morgan, thank you very much.
At least he killed people.
I wish I had the ability to kill people just for the shits of it. Now, granted, I'm not saying I don't have...
That's going to come up in court.
See, that's why you have your significant other. I have told you before... Push comes to shove, I would not even blink.
Oh, I wouldn't blink either, but I'm not going to sit there and do it just because you cut me off and you know, you're a cunt hole.
Oh, if I had a gun, there'd be many a body strewn.
Well, maybe you should vote for Hillary.
No, they need to vote for me, I'm telling you. Cut down on the population problem. Put up an even bigger wall than what Trump wants. Yeah, make America.
And make the Canadians pay for it.
Yeah, it would need to be on both sides. I don't want those damn Canucks down here. A boot, a boot.
God.
Screw them. And their stupid bacon. Retarded. It is not bacon. It is ham. See, I think they're bigger terrorists than over there in the Middle East. They're fake bacon.
Oh, because your bacon is the strips, right?
Yep.
And so you guys eat bacon. We don't. We have the eye.
No, we have streaky bacon here. We love it.
So you have the wrong bacon, too. I think you might be a terrorist country, too.
We have the best bacon.
No, that's ham.
No, he's shown us pictures of his bacon, and it that's not a euphemism, but he's shown us strictly bacon.
I was going to say, wait a minute, I must have missed that. I don't remember seeing that bacon.
Weren't you making bacon like one time after a show, and I was sitting here drinking and editing, and you were still on the line talking?
No, he usually does wings.
Yeah, he usually does wings, but he said bacon before.
Okay.
And it was the good kind.
The right kind? We sat here, the American kind?
I won't do it today because my kitchen's a mess. But I just turned my computer and we had our own little cooking channel. It was good.
Look at that. Hey, look at that. Mama B in the chat room says she would vote for Carrie.
That's right.
Yeah.
I would make America it would no longer be a democracy.
You'd make America groovy again. How about that?
It would be, you do what Carrie says, because that's how everything has ever worked. Ever since I was a child. If you wanted to play with me, you played what I wanted to play by my rules. And that's how this country would be if I was president.
Hey, does it count for anything that I want to play with you?
As long as you do it the way I want.
So clockwise, right?
I don't know. I might
change the amendments to something like
counterclockwise tonight.
I think your first law that you should instigate is that I'm not allowed to run out of pudding.
Moose.
Yeah, but see that doesn't count because you don't live in America.
Fucking convict colony.
That's right. You got to move to the States, man. We'll put you up.
I'm telling you, Lee, you move here, that accent, women would be all over you.
I live here and women are all over me.
See, but it would be even worse here. You wouldn't be able to walk without them, like, just draping all over you.
So, in other words, Carrie would leave me for you.
No, I would not leave you for Lint. He's too much of a cock waffle sometimes. He's like the little brother you just want to punch and give noogies to.
Yes, but we love him at the same time.
Yes.
So, Lint, go on with your story about frozen feed lions.
That's pretty much it.
They were frozen.
I never said they were frozen, so you just gave it away that you were reading the article.
Aww. They were cat
Yeah, there was a one skin cat lay. I love the way they've written this. One skin cat lay atop an aluminum tray.
Aluminium?
Aluminium, yeah. American Star self-storage. I almost said staff sergeant for some reason. The company that held the auction immediately contacted the police and the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or the APSCPA.
No, it's ASPCA.
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 It's an Asperger. An open investigation into this macabre mystery is underway. Do you think they can
feel bad that it's cats, but if it were dogs, I'd be, like, outraged and wanting to kill somebody.
Yeah.
I would
fuck the cats.
Go to Long Island and fuck someone up. I don't mind cats being murdered.
No, neither do I. Now, going back to a word that is in this article, you guys say it a certain way, we say it a different way, and this time I actually have to stand behind the way we say it. Aluminum.
Aluminum.
I thought you were talking about aluminum. Carlos.
Aluminum. We say aluminum. If you sound it out, it's aluminum. It's not aluminium.
Yeah, you got a point there.
I do have a very big point there. So all you fucking Brits and Aussies that say aluminium are fucking...
Yeah, but like, they got zebra right.
They did get zebra right. But then again, it's an African thing. Like, Africans have zebras, so they can call it whatever the fuck they want.
Aluminium... or AI, is also pronounced aluminum. There's two different ways to spell it.
It's like tomato and tomato.
No, because tomato and tomato are both spelled the same way.
Potato and potato.
It's both spelled the same way.
Potato's not a word, Patrick.
All right, then.
Yeah, you can spell it both ways. Yeah.
Well, look, if we say potato enough, they'll put it in the dictionary.
Right.
You used to be able to say ain't a word because it ain't in the dictionary. Well, yeah, it is. Look it
so up. So use is now in the dictionary,
oh,
too.
Oh, Jesus. Well, what we can blame the New Yorkers for that one.
Yeah, what you're doing. I cannot do it. I just learned that I can't do a New York accent.
What, you can't do a New York accent? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's like he was talking to somebody.
I was talking to my Aunt Diane.
And it was like every once in a while it would just slip out and it would be so thick and I'd look at him like, Oh my god, I'm gonna slap you.
Yeah, you got New York out. That's cool.
Yeah, no, I was talking to my Aunt Diane, and we got talking about, you know...
Clocking.
And we got talking about, you know, coffee and water. No,
Why are there so many W's in every word?
I don't know. No, we got talking. She wants to do photography on a professional level, and so she was asking
photography.
Me, photography. And she was asking me about how best to go about doing it. And so we talked, and we ended up reminiscing about back when I was a kid and, you know, everyone lived in Long Island. And
it was really bad because the second or so margarita had hit him, and it was that, like, loosens the dam anyway. So, and then he's talking to somebody who probably gives him or has that accent anyway still. So it just like, and he would just start, and it was like, oh my god, I'm gonna end up having to carry him to bed or something. I can see it happening.
Yeah.
Does he get off the show and start talking Australian?
No, because I never lived in Australia.
He tries to throw in words that y'all use,
like and bugger.
Or jumper. I need to wear a jumper. And it's like, shut up, you pretentious prick. It is a fucking hoodie.
But going back to the whole New York thing, when I get margaritas in me, it ends up turning from this into, hey, how you doing? Welcome to the Prime Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about a lot of good shit, so stick around.
I like that. We should have that as the intro.
I can't help it when I'm really in the zone, like if I'm in the danger zone, as Archer would say. Now, when I'm like in the middle of like 18 hours worth of coding.
Kane Loggins would say.
Well, yeah, him too. But when I'm in the zone, I start talking like this again because it's just like this is how I grew up talking. I grew up in Long Island. This is just natural for me. Yeah, that's how it is. Or when I'm drunk
I'm
high.
Very glad that you've adopted the ability to curb that.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you don't like the way I talk already?
I mean, it's cute when it slips out a word here or there. But when it's like all the time, it's like, oh my god, shut up.
Jesus.
Stop it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I would have quit first episode if you were like, hey, I'm Duffy.
Hey, my name is Duffy.
Oh, fucking...
I mean, it's bad enough I have the Marylander Baltimore on
yes, you
accent
do. Yes,
going you do. On. We don't need the New Yorker. Yeah, it's just... Mm.
None of you guys
What's
can
the
say New Yorker.
A New York accent and Boston?
Baston's like this. Baston. Pack the can, Baston have, eh?
What?
Yeah,
exactly.
The common make fun of statement for Bostoners or mass holes, as I like to call them, pack the car in Boston Harbor, and that's really how they
pack
talk.
The car in Boston Harbor.
Yeah, park the car in Boston Harbor. Now, if we was to go up to Massachusetts and we were to want to park a car, we would park a car in fucking Boston Harbor, hey? So that's the difference between the New York City accent, like the Manhattan accent, or even the Brooklyn accent, and the Massachusetts.
But see, then I would have to say, but horn.
But horn, yeah, because that's how they say it in Maryland.
Yes.
How they say what? I don't...
All right, if you've ever wanted to
instead of saying hun, horn. We say horn.
Yeah, if you've ever wanted to hear how Marylanders talk.
Listen to me, unfortunately.
Well, no, not even that. Listen, go watch Freak Show, American Horror Story, the Freak Show season, which was like season 4, I think. Listen to Kathy Bates talk, the bearded woman. They modeled that character after a native Marylander.
Yeah, Dundalkian.
Dundalkian, yeah. So
yeah, we don't when we do like O's for on, yeah, on, we go on.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you turn the light on?
Hey, hon, turn the light on.
Or instead of saying fur, hey, what are you doing that fur?
Fur. Yeah.
Yeah. We sound like inbred rednecks.
I am so glad I never picked up that accent.
I wish I hadn't.
Well, you were born into it, so you didn't have much of a choice.
Yeah, well.
You might have been born You might.
I was born this way. Don't make me break out Gaga on you.
Yeah, you might have been born in Colorado, but you moved here rather quickly.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about. I guess everyone else is talking about it, so why can't we? Samsung. Samsung's got a line of exploding phones.
I want one.
Yeah, right. And
I
so
want one.
They have been. Return. They have been like recalling these phones and sending them back to the factory and giving people new ones. Well, here's a fun fact: the new ones have been fucking exploding too. So everyone knows the Grand Theft Auto 5 game. It's insanely popular and it's insanely moddable. Someone came out with a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 mod that arms you with a Note 7. And it's like a grenade. You throw it and it explodes. And someone posted a video of it on the Grand Old Tube of Yous, and it went fucking viral. Everyone went nut shit crazy on it. And it ended up collecting the views of Samsung. And Samsung said, hey, take it offline. They apparently didn't like it. What's that?
What is nut shit crazy?
Nut shit crazy? It's
yeah, I've heard bat shit crazy.
It's like bat shit crazy, but it's anaphylactic.
Okay.
Well, it's not so much anaphylactic. When you've gone past the point of no return and you get naked and you start rubbing your nuts around everything, like that's nut shit crazy.
Okay.
I'm only guessing because I've never seen anyone literally nut shit crazy.
I've never heard that term, so I had to ask.
I kind of just made it up now.
Kind of figured.
Hey, you heard it here first, people. Trademark.
Trademarking doesn't work.
Copyright?
Nope.
You heard it here? I don't know. Well, fuck it. Whatever. Poor man's copyright. How about that?
But I would love a Samsung Note.
Why?
Because. Oh, my God. Because
you could have an S Pen.
I have my own explosive device.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if you know when that thing's going to blow, ooh, what fun that would be.
But that's the thing. You don't know when it's going to blow. And even when it does blow, you're only going to take out maybe half a person.
Depending on the person, it might be worth it.
You might take out
How many phones have exploded? Have we got numbers on how many phones have exploded?
I don't know. I really don't. I know that there have been many cases where it has burnt people. It has melted, and it's just not fun.
I want to, because this is always the kind of thing where, two phones exploded.
Oh, no.
It's like this whole big fucking problem. I want to, what they're portraying it is like hundreds of thousands of these devices have killed people.
Yeah, I don't know how many phones have indeed exploded, but all I can say is Samsung doesn't take things lightly. They like to wait until things are really, really bad before they do anything. So just the fact that they, A, recalled it, and then, B, are sending out shit that still blows up after the fact. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not like a nuclear bomb. It's not like a poof. It's more like a, holy shit, this is really hot. Let me take it out of my pocket. And it starts smoking everywhere, and it burns people. That's the pretty much the extent of it.
Seven. There's been seven.
Well, there's been seven Galaxy phones, yeah.
Caught fire on a Southwest flight, triggering an evacuation. One blew up in a Kentucky bedroom.
It's gotten bad enough.
It didn't blow up. It filled the room with smoke at 4 a.m.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where airlines are now banning that phone. So if you've got a Galaxy 7, doesn't matter if it's one of the good ones or one of the new ones that are still blow upable. And yes, you heard it here first. That's blow upable.
That's a good word. You make it yourself.
Blow upable. I grew it myself. So yeah, try getting on a plane with it. I double dare you.
I liked our Note when we had it.
I hated it, which is why I threw it against a wall.
That's not the phone you throw against a wall.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Yeah. I thought it was the...
The Moto G... No, the Moto X. I still have the Moto X.
No, what did you do to the Google phone?
the Nexus One, that it was in my breast pocket, and I bent over to pick up my keys, which had fallen out of my other pocket, and the screen shattered. And I tried to replace it, and it cracked a board when I was trying to do that.
Okay.
So,
cut off till you're an IT guy.
Blow upable.
No, it's not that easy because you use your breast pocket. Like, only fucking nerds use their top pocket.
Yeah, well, you put your phone in there, you put a pocket protector.
It doesn't sound like a great idea to put your phone in there, does it, Duff?
You put your mini tool in there, your screwdrivers, and your pen tab, and all that stuff. Yeah, it's yeah. Anyway, so it fell out of my breast pocket, and, well, oops.
You didn't like the phone in general?
No, I loved the phone. It was the first Google phone I ever had. It was the Nexus One, the one with the little rollerball on it. It was a really old phone now, but back in the day, it was fucking badass. And it was absolutely great. And it shattered. And I still used it, but I got a replacement screen, and I tried to replace it. And come to find out, it was a unibody design that required very strategic maneuvers to get it out of the aluminum frame. And I kind of ripped something off the board while trying to do that. So I tossed it. But no, I threw my Samsung up against a fucking wall and shattered it and said goodbye. And that was the last time I'll ever touch a Samsung device because I cannot stand Samsung devices. They load their phones with way too much bloatware on it in the form of self-coded apps that already duplicate functionality against what Google already provides.
And I would like to correct you on your saying goodbye to your Nexus phone, because I'm pretty sure there's still a Ziploc bag in this house that has the carcass guts and replacement parts for that fucking phone.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact...
Such a fucking nerd, Duffy.
As a matter of fact...
He's a fucking nerd hoarder. They are the worst. The absolute worst.
Just watching an episode of Big Bang the other night where Sheldon's got a storage container full of all his old shit. He won't throw any old phones out or any laptops or anything
right,
like that.
He gets an old computer. The most I might be able to get him to do is break it down into parts and get rid of the stuff that he absolutely cannot use. Otherwise, we have
still got a
shit
fucking,
everywhere.
Probably still got like a 486, like a Commodore 64 sitting out the back shed or something.
Got,
and he's like, I'm going to upgrade it.
What is a computer that
awesome.
Your mother got you?
It's a Commodore 64, baby.
Thank you. And we have it in the house. In the house.
Yeah, I just recently got rid of my Samsung phone, which was also in a Ziploc bag that I was storing for parts. But no, I threw that shit away. But no, the Nexus One, I do still have downstairs.
Yes, you do.
That's my Note 3. I haven't done this. It's cracked.
Yeah, we had Note 2s. No, wait.
Okay.
Was the Note 2 or the Note 3?
I thought it was the first one.
I had...
Well, we had Notes, we upgraded to the new ones and we sold the others.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I just gave mine to my little brother. And then he cracked the screen on it almost immediately. You grateful little prick.
Carrie still has her Note 3 around here somewhere.
Yeah, it's in the drawer over there.
Yeah.
Still in one piece. Can be used if absolutely necessary.
Yeah. And we still have our OnePlus Ones. As a matter of fact, our Periscope cam right here is my old OnePlus One that we still use. It's still a fantastic
phone.
But
see, that's the difference. It works. It's not a bag of parts.
Yeah. And there's only two reasons that I'll have a bag of parts instead of a working phone. And that's if it genuinely dropped and like my Nexus One where it just shattered because of me being stupid and not having it in a case. And then, of course, there's hours and hours of pent up frustration and rage because the goddamn thing is a piece of shit.
Right, but... After how many years, why do you still have the Ziploc bag of parts?
Oh, I have no fucking clue. I just haven't had a chance to throw it away.
And when we move, it'll still be moving with us.
No, we're going to throw it away.
Uh-huh.
Guaranteed, we're going to throw it away.
Uh-huh.
I say it live on the air in front of all of our audience member.
And I swear to God, you leave to go anywhere, I will get a roll-off container here. And I will
You said that when I went on holiday to go... to North Carolina.
Can you be any more pretentious, you prick?
I want to do an episode. I want to see you take a hammer to that phone.
I've already thrown it against the wall.
No, like destroy it on camera so we know it's going in the bin. It's
oh no, why don't I just throw it in the bin? I don't. It's a bundle of parts. I don't care about it.
Because when Carrie goes to bed, you're going to sneak out in the fucking night and get it back out of the bin, put it back in its little bag, and tuck it back on the shelf.
No, all right, fine. I will go get it. If Carrie reminds me, because I'll forget, I'll go downstairs and I'll get the Nexus One and make sure that it doesn't have an SD card that I can pull out of it and actually reuse.
See? Still trying to find parts.
Yeah. And you can't just get rid of it.
Nope.
And then I will...
We might need that someday.
No, it's an SD card. You can put it in a camera. You can put it in another phone.
Uh-huh. And explain to me why.
And the Nexus One, it's probably going to be like a 1 gig card.
No, it's probably a 16 gig card or whatever. I mean, if it's soldered onto the board, I'm not going to touch it. But if it's an actual mini SD card or micro SD card, I'll fucking pull it.
But he says
this... I was just looking at that. Do you know that came out 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like such a long time ago. It seems like 10 years ago.
But he'll say that he'll say this about any piece of tech. Oh, let's hold on to it. You never know when we'll need it. Like I might have some sort of repair thing I need to do, you know, 2 years, 3, 4, 5 years from now, and I might need a screw off of that, off of the motherboard. That way I can repair this other thing. And it's like, no, you won't, because people throw stuff away. They don't repair stuff anymore.
See, here's the thing though. I've actually had instances where the shit I had hoarded came in handy, and it fixed shit that we actually used.
That's the worst part of this whole thing, is because every now and then, once every 6 months, he gets justified, and he's like, ha-ha, I didn't throw that out. And then he feels all high and mighty, and then he's like, oh, well, I'll keep everything now.
And I've had situations where it's like, well, I had one of those until you bitched at me, and I threw it a fuck away.
Okay, honey, and...
So we had to go buy new.
And how has the 6 dead microwaves downstairs helped us?
Well, when I worked for General
Machine,
when I worked for General Electric, I had planned on restoring them and selling them, but then I fucked up my back and things just went to
shit. And how long ago was that?
I still like
it was before he got his Nexus One.
Actually, it was about I was working for GE when I shattered my Nexus One, so it's been about that long.
6 years.
So, no. The microwaves are going in the trash. I just have to actually do it. And with us, see, here's the thing. Carrie and I have some savings, and we've been, you know, I wanted to put away for my future. And, well, think of it this way. My future kind of sucks.
Well, gee, if thanks. It's anything, love you too.
No, it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with our luck and the fact that, you know, we look at us now. In order to build a good future for us, we need to have
wall. We got to build a wall.
No, we don't have to build a wall.
Have a good future.
No, we have to set down roots. So I'd like to buy a house, and so we've got a little chunk of money saved up, and we're gonna have more come next year, and we're saving up. So we're gonna buy a house, and when we buy a house, we're gonna start packing up. Well, we're gonna start packing up now. And little by little, throwing shit away. And that's definitely going to be some of the stuff that gets thrown away.
Some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the stuff is moving. Like that Commodore 64, I'm going to put it up on my wall, and it's going to be a set piece for the new studio.
Yeah.
Why the fuck not? Mm. It's a pristine
but yet
example,
you know,
of arcade technology.
Here's the thing, though, dear. You know, you bitch and complain that there's so much stuff in this house. The majority of this stuff is shit and needs to be thrown away.
Agreed. But something as small as a Commodore 64 that can be bolted to a fucking wall and take up almost literally no space isn't going to...
You have numerous little pieces of things that accumulate and amass and become large piles of things.
And the majority of those can go straight in the bin. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to be pretentious. The trash can.
There you go.
The rubbish bin.
How many fuck drills do you have?
Like 17. And they've progressed from drawers to boxes.
yeah, to a box and stuff where it was when you go, where's that thing? And you go, fuck, it's always in the fuck drawer.
Yeah. Well, here's a fun fact. There for a little bit, it seems like every time my desk got so cluttered that I just couldn't do anything, I'd get to the point where I just said, fuck it, and I'd throw everything in a box and put it downstairs.
And he has about 10 of them.
So, no, I've got like three boxes. I've got three fuck boxes downstairs.
And, but who is it when you say, God damn it, where is?
You know exactly what fuck
box
to take
it out of. I'll put my hand on it and bring it right upstairs to you.
Yeah. Except my wire crimper. I got a wire crimper from my mom last time I was up in New York. It was actually, I think, my grandfather's wire crimper. And I love it to death. And I, for the life of me, I can't figure out what the
fuck
I did with it.
You haven't told me what it looked like, and I probably haven't seen it.
I'll have to show you a picture.
What are you crimping?
Wires? A duh.
For what?
For like car audio stuff and for other stuff and whatnot.
Okay. Right.
It's actually a wire stripper.
You fucking cheating asshole.
Well, I got sick and tired of using my teeth.
What? No, use side cutters like a normal human.
Now, side cutters, for the low gauge wire or the high gauge wire that I'm talking about, it usually ends up just killing it.
Pliers.
Again, still. And I just posted a picture of the wire strippers that closely resemble what I've got. And, of course, they're antique compared to this one, but... yeah, that's pretty much what they look like.
I thought you used them not that long ago.
I did use them not that long ago.
Well, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I have told you for the past 15 years, put your fucking toys away. You use them, put them back. Use them, put them back. Instead, you let them lay around that I get tired of seeing them. I pick them up. I put them wherever the fuck I want. I don't remember where I put them because they're not my toys. And then you bitch and whine because you can't find them.
Well, yes, but you love me, so it's okay.
Yeah, but I'm the one that has to hear you bitch because you can't find your toys. So.
I love you.
Learn to put your toys away.
I will. But for right now, I'm more concerned about finding my wire strippers for my grandpa.
This is fucking riveting.
Oh, should I have actually should I have done this? So about those tools.
Put them away.
Put your tools away, Duffy.
Almost. How's there. That? Almost there. Almost. I'll give you a B+ for credit.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
So am I killing people in the Purge Report, or are we calling it a night?
Well, shit, you're doing the Purge Report tonight?
I don't have to. It's almost 9 o'clock. It's past my bedtime.
Oh, well, Lynn, you want to save it for Friday, or you want to do it today?
Hey, so that's not my report.
I know, it's Carrie's Purge Report.
Let's go all out on Friday.
Yeah.
I'll get drunk early.
Yeah. I mean, we'll give you guys a little bit of a teaser, though. Ha-ha. All right, well, we are going to get out of here for tonight, guys. You've been listening to the Prime Podcast here on Rogue Intel. We'd love it if you would subscribe on iTunes or Pocket Casts or wherever the fuck you subscribe to your lovely digital goods. And that's all. That's all. Just subscribe. We need the subscriptions. We'd appreciate it. And you can find all the ways to listen, interact, and spread the love, you know, like subscription to iTunes, all over at theprimepod.com. So check us out there. From all of us at the Prime Podcast, you have a wonderful night.
Later, taters.
Not from me. Go have a shitty night. Oh, gosh, just got tagged in a thing. How come you're a peach is a compliment, but your bananas is an insult? Why are we allowing fruit discrimination to tear society apart?
I don't know. Is someone going to look at the show notes?
Gurney.
I already asked you how you were.
I'm just looking at you.
I don't even remember you asking me.
Well, then whose fault is that?
All right, Lint, how about you? You want to ask me how my day was?
God, tell me I'm pretty.
You are very pretty, Lint.